starting, we're getting ready to start the meeting. 6:30, exactly. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
James? Okay. Moving to resolutions, resolution 149.
Moving for discussion.
Moving for discussion, second. Yes, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 into by the county, CT Mail Associates, Department of Public Works. Discussion? I'm sorry, Dennis?
Just one thing, point of order before you,
sure,
before we call the roll, please.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure. Okay. Steve Tapiano is not here tonight. Peter Lauren is the chairman tonight.
Here.
Are you present?
Here.
And Maloney.
Okay.
I'm the chairman.
And the chairman is just
I was already right. He's inconspicuous.
No, you're too.
Yes, and also legislator Tracy Bartell is also attending. Thank you. Okay. Dennis, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Much appreciated. Much to feel you don't want to be in the just want to speak very briefly on the resolution. Resolution came out of committee, went to the environmental, went to the economic development committee, the legislative committee, and DPW committee on the floor of the legislature. It was referred back. It has a reduced scope compared to the original resolution that was submitted at first. That scope now basically requires us to do an environmental analysis on the site. There's data gathering in the scope. There is an alternatives analysis in the scope. There's boundary surveys and other things in the scope. The resolution relates to the location of the fire training center. The site that was a preferred site that was chosen by the fire service folks was adjacent to the college on Cottage Hill Road. It's about a 51-acre site. What this would do is essentially begin the work on trying to figure out whether how to put a facility on that site, but first of all, it would work on a review of all of the alternatives that are available to us. We have indicated that we'll take a look at other alternatives that may be available to the fire service. Hasn't looked at, but then one of the things we certainly want to do is complete a boundary survey on the site. The site hasn't been surveyed, so we need to have a boundary survey to make sure that we know what we own, and a title search as well. And then if this comes back as the preferred site, we move forward to do all of the necessary environmental work on the site to see whether or not it was feasible. The site was feasible for a fire training center. In planner speak, that means we would develop a preliminary site plan for the site and make all of the necessary studies that we have to do in order to do our environmental findings before we went to detailed design. And we would come back to you for the detailed design effort, which would probably be another, at this point in time, we're looking at about the total of about $200,000 worth of design work to get the contract document.
Questions?
Okay.
Excuse me one second. Anybody,
committee members,
any questions?
I have some comments. Oh, okay. And I wanted to hear the questions first, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you had questions.
No, I have comments.
Okay.
But I do want to hear the questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. When you talk about the alternatives that you're going to look at, the new alternatives, I know some of the alternatives that were listed are no longer available, or no longer relevant. How do you plan to begin that analysis? What matrix are you going to use to figure out what alternatives exist and how much time do you plan to take in analyzing?
First of all, I think it's important to point out that the fire service folks had done their alternatives analysis. They didn't just look at the sites that were mentioned. They looked at a lot of other different sites, including the available lands that the county owned, and as we indicated in our presentation the other night, also the available lands that were available to the fire services people. They developed a set of key considerations with respect to how they chose alternatives. So they got here by a deliberative means. We would take a look at that and make sure that how they got here, we'll revisit those sites that they looked at, that are beyond just the ones that were specifically mentioned in their notes. My understanding is they did look at other sites, they did look at other areas that were available to them. We would look at those and see if there's sort of a consensus that there is an opportunity to look at another site in more depth than this site, but the fire service folks that I've talked to have indicated that they believe that this is the preferred site.
Can I ask a couple follow-ups to that? What's the timeline on your alternative look?
One of the things I think we would probably do is produce a matrix, taking that matrix into terms of how it fits into the criteria, whether it's pros and cons. One of the other things I think that's important when we look at this and the key criteria is affordability. And that looks at two things. That looks at the purchase price as well as the development costs associated with the site. And one of the things that by taking a look at this site, we've taken a little bit of, the staff has taken a little bit more detailed look. They have a sense of what some of the development costs are. I think we'd use our consultants to look at that to sort of stretch that out and say, okay, if we're looking at this site versus another site, what do we know about this site that can inform our development costs?
And then can I just ask one last question on this, and then
one more, and then I'm going.
And you mentioned that the fire service looked at more alternatives than were listed in that couple pages of notes. Did they utilize a matrix, and are there notes on what else they looked at? So how are you going to look at what they looked at?
I'm going to talk to them. There will be an advisory committee that works on this.
Okay.
Tracy, did you read the report?
I did read the report.
Okay. Because in that, they do list some criteria.
Yep.
And they also compared the alternates and they listed the alternates that they looked at. Mm. And they did have a preliminary cost breakdown. So to be quite honest with you, I really don't want to have the consultant just look at that report and regurgitate it back to us.
Well,
because that committee's already done it.
Pages that we got?
Yeah, it's 5 or 6 pages, I think. Whatever it was emailed to all of us.
Yeah.
But in that, it was their matrix on what they looked at and how they broke it down, and then it compared this, it listed all the sites, and it compared the sites for preliminary upfront costs, just really ballpark costs, mm-hmm. as to how much it was. And the requirements, because there are some requirements, and actually I haven't read this report yet, but I'm going to assume there are some requirements in this gentleman's breakdown for needs of a great training, the design of a great training facility.
I don't know what you're referencing, honey.
And I think their analysis said they needed a minimum of 153,000 square feet, I think, to place a great design training facility. So there is a lot of need in that,
right.
in their breakdown. And I don't know, what, 2 years on this or 3 years on this?
It worked for a while.
I know it's been around prior to me coming to the legislature. Someone told me 2007, I'm not sure, but I believe that task force or whatever has been working on this for years.
Just in terms of a question before I get to my comments, I just want to be sure that several other sites have been suggested since the siting study was done. Recently, some sites in New Paltz, and there may be other sites. I want to be sure that if this is acted upon, that a process exists so that other sites can become part of the matrix that you described and not just review what has already been done, in particular because most of those sites no longer exist. So if we're at this point in 2017 and there are other viable sites, I want to be sure that they will be included and that the criteria can even be expanded in view of the fact that we want to be sure that affordability is, that's an important criteria. And, one of the things the article said is if you take a site, for example, a site that you own, ultimately it can cost more. So you may be saving on acquisition fees, but it could end up costing more. So would additional criteria and additional sites be allowed as part of a revised siting process?
I think we're going to take our direction from the fire service folks in terms of what they feel their needs are, what they feel the important criteria are. So we'll take the direction from those folks in terms of how they were. I can't say that we can expand, contract, or so alter criteria that fit, somebody submitting it by email says you should look at this site. I mean, there's going to be some pretty specific criteria that the fire service folks are going to want to meet, and my understanding is that they've expressed that criteria.
Well, then I don't know if I can address the question to the fire service, but Everett, do you want to comment on that? Steve is not here,
That's Steve.
Not only is my hearing going, but my eyesight is going. I am so sorry. Steve, would you like to comment on
this? If there are alternate sites that meet the criteria that we've already described, then we would certainly entertain that. We don't know of those sites until they get identified.
I'm sorry, I am having a hard time here.
Okay. If there are alternate sites that meet the criteria and we can consider our fee considerations with that site, then we'll certainly entertain looking at that, yeah.
Would you consider other criteria?
Such as?
The availability of water and sewer. I don't want to rule out other criteria. I would like to have time to think about what those other criteria might be.
As well, we would like to consider all of that as well.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, you have something to leave
up? Yeah, I just wanted to address, the comment that was made about, by Herbie, I think, about, this has been going on for a long time. I've served 8 years prior to becoming chairman on the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board, and was on a subcommittee of the Fire Advisory Board that looked into the need for a county fire training center. And we visited the three fire training centers that we have here in Ulster County, the one in Woodstock, the one in the town of Ulster, and the one in Walker Valley. Walker Valley at that point was the only one that could have live burns, because the other two have been decommissioned by the state to be able to burn. Since then, I believe that they've both made upgrades to be able to have a live burn. And again, the town of Ulster and the Woodstock burn buildings are concrete buildings, and the one in Walker Valley is a prefabricated steel building, the same as they have in Dutchess County for their fire training center. But the needs of a fire training center are fluid. There's no list of these 10 things have to be at a fire training center. A lot of it is driven by the availability of funds to be able to build it. The fire training center in the Hudson Valley that is considered the gold standard for a fire training center is the one in Orange County. Orange County has a brand new burn building that they use to replace the old burn building that they still have. And they're still able to burn in. They have an overturned tanker truck that they can simulate, a spill in. They have a DOT 111 tanker car that they can simulate the need to be able to put out a rail car fire. They have a propane pit. They have an extrication pad. They've got all kinds of things at the Orange County site. They have a giant mask confidence maze, which is important to have at a fire training center to learn what it's like to be in a smoke-filled building with your SCBA mask and have obstacles to have to get around. We've had, a tragic incident with somebody in Ulster County in Saugerties that had an issue with getting caught up inside a fire without being able to get out of recently. So really, there's no one set of criteria. I believe that what the committee had come up with is a wish list. This is what we'd love to see at a fire training center. We're not going to have everything on that list. It's just not going to happen. Orange County can build whatever they want because they have Woodbury Commons. Woodbury Commons generates more sales tax revenue every year than the county of Ulster. I told the fire folks that to have what they wanted us to have, which is Orange County Fire Training Center, we would need to build Woodbury Commons in Ulster County and then have the throughput of individuals. But in order to find out what we're going to have, what we can have at this fire training center, is this the right site? Should there be another site? We have to approve this contract. This is the next step. This isn't the last step. This isn't the step that says that we're going to put it here, but this is the step to say this is the place that on paper makes most sense. Let's dig into it and find out if this is the right place to have a fire training center. We can sit here and argue about what the criterion should be. We can suggest new criterion and not have a suggestion of new criterion, just that there should be different criterion. Or we can approve the contract that's before us based on an extensive amount of work that's been done not only by this committee, but for years and years and years, and see if what we have here is viable.
I have two questions. First of all, do we know what our county facility costs?
In today's dollars, I don't. I want to say that the new burn building that they built was a 5 or 6 story burn building, Steve.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
And it was in the $4 million range, $4 or $5 million.
Okay.
We're not building a 4-story building.
Okay.
In Ulster County, I would say three stories is probably.
I just didn't have a sense of scale in terms of the difference in cost that you're talking about.
Yeah, and really it depends on what level of infrastructure you're going to put. I mean, Orange County has multiple. They've got multiple storage facilities, including, I think, a 3-bay garage, drafting pit, dry hydrants. I mean, they've got really, like when I say no cost was fair, they have 20 county fire instructors that operate at the facility, and they have a full-time county employee that runs the facility aside from the fire instructors. But it's not going to be comparable to that. But one thing that can't be discounted about this site in particular is the access to the college, because we have access right up the street to classroom space, so we don't have to build classroom space. If we don't build it here, we're going to have to build classroom space, and at $350 a square foot to build empty storage space, you're going to have to build 10,000 square feet of classroom space, or even 5,000 square feet. You're talking big, big money.
So I have two other questions. The first is regarding the other night at the informational session, a member of the public brought up the concern about, and I'm not at all an expert in this, is what I'm asking. I don't know if the person is answering here, but that high capacity water training that we would not be able to do because of the water situation on the site. Can you address that? Can you tell me what it is that we're giving up potentially by putting it at the site, if anything. What does that mean, high capacity water drainage?
For pump operations. It's a pump operations training that the department did. We don't have to do that on site. That doesn't have to be on the training facility on the ground to be able to do that. That can be done at another location within a time.
But what do you mean we would create another location for it? Or are we doing it at other locations? You need a volume of water that you can pump. So instead of building a large capacity pond here, you would go to the Walk Hill River or the Hudson River and suck the water out and pump it out.
Do our fire services currently do that at other training facilities, or do they do that at the kinds of places you're talking about?
They do try to their training facilities to burn and probably do that as well.
Is it in an ideal circumstance, would we have the capacity to do that at the same site?
Ideally, yeah.
Okay, and then...
But again, we're not building a $6 million facility.
Right. Okay, and then the other question is, one of the sites that was listing alternatives was the college proper, which when I first heard about this, I thought it was someone on the campus.
The other thing is you can do tanker-to-tanker transfers as well.
To create that issue.
A lot of places, if Walker Valley doesn't have a drafting pond, Town of Ulster has a drafting pond, but I don't think that Woodstock does. So what they would do is, When they have a burn or when they're doing training, they bring in multiple tankers full of water.
Right. The burn itself requires 3,000 gallons of water to be on site.
Which isn't the same as the hydro flask. It's a totally different issue.
Totally separate from a pump operator training.
And can you speak at all to what was the limitation, where on the college campus itself was looked at, and what was the limitation to that alternative?
Yeah, it was off on the right side of the going in the campus over by the ball field.
Okay.
It was a very small 2-acre parcel, with 1 acre and 2.5 section.
And we're actually closer to the neighbors. We're closer to subdivisions than neighbors.
I want to say this property is not just, the development of this property is not just constrained by affordability. It's also constrained by the fact that it is surrounded by neighbors. And what Everett, was very clear about at the meeting on Monday night was that in order to serve the 1,400 firefighters that this county has the privilege of having, it would be 6 of 125 hours 3 times a year is what they would need to provide the adequate training, plus whatever additional requests were made by other fire companies in the county. And my sense was that was to help.
She's correct what she said.
So my sense was that this was to reassure the neighbors that the use will be minimal. And I agree that there does need to be a centralized training facility. I think most of the people from Cottekill do as well. So that this education can be done on a regular basis and not have to be scheduled outside of the county and all of that. But I think that this project at this property is not just constrained by dollars. I think that's an important consideration. But I think, you know, we can't have it both ways. Either we have a state-of-the-art facility where there's enough room and a good enough location to have some of the things on the wish list, or we're doing a minimal facility that is constrained and there would need to be some kind of definition of what will or will not happen. because it is in a residential neighborhood. I mean, that's the other thing, you know, just in terms of my comments, is that the people that live there, you know, bought their homes or have been living there for generations, not expecting that they were going to have to deal with, you know, smoke, traffic noise, and some of the other concerns that they've raised. In one case, Mr. Mark's wife, Charity, has a pre-existing respiratory condition. It doesn't take much smoke to exacerbate that, and it's my experience with wood stoves and people burning garbage, and that smoke goes with the wind, and it also lingers. And I understand there's going to be some form of mitigation, but I really think it's critical that we try to find a location that is not going to impact as many people as this site will.
Two things. When I when my house in the Hamlet of Wallfield was built in 1875, it was one of the first houses built in the Hamlet. When my house was built, there was a field all around. So when somebody built a house next to mine, mine was the only house there back in the 1800s. So I don't buy that as a reason to retard any sort of development of this property, because when people bought a property, there was nothing there. That's the logic that, you know, if that's the case, then we should build this fire training center on the top of a mountain where there's no houses within 10 miles, because that's the only way in this county you're going to build this in a place where you can have all the fire services be able to get there, you know, have it centralized and not have it affect anybody. So I wanted to get that out right away. And second of all, you know, is there any evidence that there's, not is there any evidence, are there anybody, is there anybody in this area that has a wood stove? Are there wood stoves, you know, and chimneys that put out smoke, you know, wood smoke and things like that? Because that's the sort of smoke that's generated by these. It's not, you know, dangerous kinds of, you know, different fires that break out. It's, you know, it's hay and pallets. You have to make smoke and you have to get it hot. And those are the two requirements of burning in a burn building. So if there are wood stoves in this area, then it's the same kind of fires that are going to be generated at this facility.
If I may, wood stoves burn much longer than what we're going to be burning in a training center. The fire is going to be created and the fire is going to be put out. Wood stoves continues to burn all day and sometimes all night.
Are there any of the property owners here tonight? What are you experiencing now?
Well, just to go right out and get his argument here, I bought my property with the expectation that if anything was wrong with this land, if it's R1, that it would be according to that. So if somebody bought this land and put in housing, I have no objection to that. It's the objection that this place looks like an army base, and it doesn't fit, they're circumventing our codes. And if the codes are going against the way, this is where people get very anti-government, because you guys are coming in and you're not going by our codes whatsoever. Unlisted action. So I had work done in my house and I had to get 4 permits for solar panels, for the roof, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I had to go through all kinds of hoops. You guys come in and you're going up our zoning in Stone Ridge is a 34-foot high rule, and you're going right over that with a 4-story building. It's not a 3-story, it's a 4-story building. And as far as large diameter, you cannot do a large diameter, okay? I mean, I'm a interior firefighter for 25 years. Commissioner, it's past captain for 5, lieutenant, okay?
I actually worked at the Rockland County Fire Training Center when I was a young kid, because Mr. Renaver's father was the coordinator. Actually, Rockland County is having problems right now with the people complaining that, you know, they're getting too big. But anyhow, the same does what we're talking about here. You're bringing in an enormous thing that's sitting in the viewshed of the Schwangungs. We even have in our heritage plan that we don't even want buildings to impede the viewshed. So, listen, if you sold that land and they built it to the max with every house they could fit in with 2-acre zoning and comply with our zoning, I have no objection to that. I'd love to buy this land. I'd like to get this to the Open Space Institute, because of what I'd like to see done with it is have a rail trail connected and have the college come down and use the property to do green housing and construction. One of your suggestions was, when I heard you at your caucus, was to say we will not create adjunct professors and we can teach the students and they get jobs elsewhere. I'm telling you, Kenneth, that's not going to work, because I just spoke to an instructor today, and for students to go elsewhere, they don't get priority. You can have a degree from Texas A&M, and you won't get a job here. The students from here will. And my take is, let's not export students to another area. Dutchess Community College has firematics, and those students will go to Dutchess. Kingston creates one firefighter every 5 years. The problem we're having here is we're tying this to the firematics course with the college. And if the college decides they don't get enough students, they're just going to cross it off. Meanwhile, we're stuck with this. I want the biggest and best. I want what Orange County has, but I want to have large diameters for because when we had a fire in Ackford last week, we had to go to Williams Lumber, and we had to set up a paper relay, and we had to draft. And then what did they do? They drafted out of the Rondack Creek, and they shot a deck gun. That's what these kids got to learn out here. We don't have hydrants. And if you're telling me that this is state of the art, and you're not going to have a draft pond, then I called all the fire training centers, Albany. Municipal water, municipal sewer. Dutchess. Municipal water, they have septic, but they are upgrading it. Orange County, they have septic and they have water, but they're down by, they have septic and well, but they're situated by the town dump where nobody sees them and they're not impeding any, but putting the soil and taking water out of the ground, affecting any neighbors. And they have their own draft site. So these places, you know, we don't have any of those things going in our favor. We don't have municipal water, we don't have a sewer, we don't have a draft pipe, and we're not isolated. May I respond to that?
Yes.
The study will address many of the things that you're talking about, and it may show that this is not, that the site is not acceptable for this project. But what we're doing here is, we're talking about this resolution, this contract, as if this is the final draft. We're talking about this as if it's the design of the facility, and it's not. You are stating things such as it's going to be a 4-foot, it's going to be a 4-story building.
That's what the picture shows.
That's what was presented to us.
That is what the committee came up with. That is not necessarily what this site is going to be. What you're talking about is a preliminary committee that put together a wish list. This is what we would love to see at a county fire training center. It is put together by firefighters.
So it's conceptual?
I would even say it's beyond conceptual, because we haven't gotten to the design of the facility yet. This is a study to decide whether or not this site fits for then designing a county fire training center. And that's why, and we're fighting, right now we're arguing and we're fighting about abstract, and we're fighting about what could possibly be there before we even get into the environmental review, which is going to be very detailed, more detailed necessarily, I believe, than a project that would go before a planning board, which is one of the big complaints. You know, as a county, Ulster County has been incredible stewards of the environment. So to say that we're trying to sidestep those sort of pieces of planning, I think, is not accurate. But we're saying that the site doesn't fit.
before we do the study to see if the site fits. We're saying that it's going to harm the environment without seeing if it's going to harm the environment. We're doing all of these things, putting the cart before the horse.
If you tell more people about it, now all of a sudden everybody knows about it. We didn't know anything about this. Mike Warren, our supervisor, didn't know about it. But all of a sudden now the word is out. Next thing we know, hey, New Falls has a couple of sites. And that's what I'm trying to promote, openness. I don't want to fight. I want to make it right. And I'm telling you, the more you tell people, the more ideas start flowing. And all of a sudden now New Falls wants to get involved. They're going to do it at their college. So that's what I'm...
And due respect, New Falls is not in the center of the county. It's not remotely in the center of the county.
We don't get anything on that wish list. And I'll be honest. Are you going to bring motor vehicles to Stone Ridge? Because now I would like you to bring motor vehicles down to Stone Ridge because I want to make that the new county seat. To get a map of Ulster County and point to the middle and say, that's our plan, that's our plan. To get a map and say, that's our plan.
I don't want to get out of your
control. I'm sorry, I'm
done. Just a simple response to the chairman as a resident of Cottage Hill Road, Claire Fleming. You made a comparison to Woodstove, which sounds very peaceful and pastoral. But we also learned in what I believe is the presentation saying, the hopes, not just by wish list, but like what we can best should this go through, that there would be training 4 to 5 nights a week until 9:30 p.m., and that would include lights to light up the burn building and show the way, evidently. So it's a lot more than just neighborly smoke coming up. There's a lot of impacts that would be, and I'm just trying to be accurate in what we learned the other night. And so 4 to 5 nights a week training until 9:30 p.m. and all day Saturdays, which is quite an impact on a resident. And, you know, it's not just with smoke. And we did get a great presentation, so now we have information. As my neighbor said, we've known about this for 3 weeks, in some cases less. Tonight we're hearing it's been in discussion and review since 2007, 2014. And my final comment, and thank you for hearing me, is when the High Falls Bridge was closed by the town of Marbletown, every single resident, as far as I'm aware, received a 4-color postcard saying, this is coming. The bridge is closing on January such and such 2017. It will remain shut until for 6 months. We all got notice, and the website for the town of Marbletown advertises, because it's very important. It affects all of us who live there. There's been no mention, no postcard mailing, nothing of that sort, no, that I've been aware of. So, yes, sir.
I would like to address that.
Okay.
Number one, that's a state project.
Okay.
The consultant on that project is the one that would put together the outreach to go out to the community and send those out to you to inform you. When I make a decision at the legislature, I like to be as informed as possible. I like to have facts, not conjecture. I like to hear from professionals that do studies to tell us what it actually is. And here we are, have an amendment to hire a professional to get us that information, to make a logical, informed decision, and everybody doesn't want to vote on that. They want us to make a decision on what we hear or what somebody said or what somebody thought. The impetus from my earlier question was the training that goes on now is done at the college. It's done in the parking lot. Three of us on this committee went into the burn building and we experienced that, and we spent a day training there. But I haven't found anyone that has spoken to me that has complained about the training that goes on there now, and what this facility is going to do is replace, instead of doing it in a parking lot where you don't have a permanent site, they got to haul it in and out, they got to move things because that parking lot is utilized for the college.
They were doing that all the time.
That was
a demonstration.
I thought they go to other
I don't know. I've spoken to a lot of fire departments, and they do it.
They train out there, but most of the departments within the county go to other counties that they're part of.
So that's not a regular, that's not an inside.
But I haven't heard anybody complaining about the lights, about the noise, about the fire trucks that go there, or the smoke that's generated by the burning that goes inside that
thing that I've experienced. And I will tell you something. I have the utmost respect for our firefighters. They're volunteers. They know what the buildings and risk their life. And I have all, if I had this much respect, I now have this much respect. Because I went inside that thing. And I experienced something that I would have never even imagined. And to have these people go and fight fires and risk their life without that education, I'll tell you right now, if I put on a suit and I ran into a burning building, I probably would have died. Since I've had that training, I'm not running into that building because I know what to expect now. So we need to study this, maybe alternate locations. But in order to do that, we need to have professional help, people who know what they're doing, which is what this resolution does, is hire somebody who's going to cut through all the innuendos and give us facts so that we can make an educated decision. So, I mean, I'm going to vote yes, because I need informed information. I don't want to vote on rumor or opinion. Yeah, but one thing I will say in looking at the resolution, if you look at Schedule A, which is the contract, it says that they are only going to study the preferred locations. So they're going to look at other places like New Falls or whatever else they're going to do. They're going to have to modify the contract.
Dennis Hewitt said the scope has been changed to look at all the sites.
It does. The scope does call for a look at alternatives. So we're assuming that the preferred location is this, but as you go through the alternative discussion, legislative list, it could be another preferred location. So we would do a more detailed look at the preferred location. So we do the alternative analysis first. Once the alternative analysis is done, if there is a, quote, other preferred alternative, it may not be this location that is the preferred alternative.
So
that's what we would develop the detail. We would develop the preliminary site plan.
So your plan is to do the alternative before you continue.
Correct.
And then your plan is to look at the alternatives and determine whether or not you have a preferred site other than this site.
That's correct.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Dennis, I have a question.
May I just say something?
Sure.
I would say one of the things that is in here is the boundary mapping. Mm-hmm. We know that this site doesn't have decent boundary maps. Mm-hmm. We want to map this boundary. That will pay off no matter whether we use this site or don't use this site. So our intent would be that we turn the consultants loose on the boundary survey, which is about, I think, $14,000 or $15,000.
Okay. You done, Dennis?
Yeah.
Lana, and then Jim, go ahead.
I have a question about the determination. I know you had to make some determination about what possibly was going to happen under CEQA in order to figure out what the cost of this resolution was going to be. It's my understanding that you're expecting to do a long-form EAF, but not a full environmental impact statement. And my question is about scoping. For I know that in an environmental impact study, you absolutely have to, that's the first step, is the scoping process. But for a long-form EAF, is there any form of scoping? In other words, does the community have an opportunity to have input into what will be looked at as a long-form EAF is undertaken?
The answer to that is we would do it, I hate to say long-form EAF because it assumes that we're filling out forms and that's quite what we do. We've gone through this process, and those folks that have been in planning boards that work with planning boards, this gets done quite regularly. They do an expanded environmental assessment. So they take a long-form EIF and they basically go through and say, here's the community's concerns, here's the concerns that we've heard that we have to address. And they expand on that long-form EIF. So it may be a traffic study, maybe a noise study, it may be a visualization study, it may be archaeological studies, it may be those. So you would expect that you're going to get sort of those
separate reports that expand on that, because we need to give the legislature the appropriate record, so when we ask the legislature to adopt the findings, that the record supports those findings. So the short answer to your question is yes, but I just want everybody to understand this is not just a form with the boxes checked and a minimal amount of explanation.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, do you have a point?
Yeah, just, Legislator Green's, question about involving the community, one of the requirements under the contract is that they provide a public meeting, for the area residents. So, and give a presentation on what they have, and I believe there'd be a chance to weigh in at that point. And, I'm not going to rehash everything that Herbie said about, getting professionals, to weigh in on this, and that's the point of this, because he said it better than I could. There are a lot of reasons why this was the preferred site of this group of people, and to the comment about how long this is going on, it's been going on for a very long time. When they originally were looking to site a fire training center, this was the area that they were looking to site it, and that I'm talking 20 plus years ago. So it's not by happenstance or throwing darts at the dartboard that this came forward. If it's not the right site, it's not the right site. But we're not gonna know that for sure. As Herbie said, through conjecture, we may believe that it's not the right site, but we're not gonna know that it's not the right site until we do this review. And I was just looking at Google Maps because I used to represent the Hamlet of the Walker Valley in the town of Shangum, where they have a burn building. It is, I want to say, 200 feet from a veterinary office. It's in a residential area, and it's closer to the nearest house than any point near the center of this property. And I have never, I represented that area for 4 years, and I live in the town, my whole life. I've never heard a single complaint about that facility. And it's right across the street from a neighborhood on Morrow Road.
Right. One more, and then I want to...
Wait,
we can do this.
I would like to...
Hello. Okay, well...
I really think in the interest of democracy that it's... It's a shame that residents were kept so unaware that all these years this was being done. I think it's been very clear in the meeting that I attended that there really aren't a lot of choices being considered. And I just want to alert you that the press is interested in this, and I write for the New York Times. And what goes on here is not just county financing, county with taking from the state. This is a big story. And I just want you to think before you vote that what goes on here is not going to stay just here.
Okay, you have something to say? You want to say real quick?
Yeah, I just had one comment and a question actually on the resolution itself. Tim K. Mack, I'm a Scott Hill Road resident. First, I wanted to say, that non-professional concerns by community members, and I think I speak for everyone here after having discussions, certainly does not negate any respect, the utmost respect that we have for our fire services. We want to see this facility built, but we just, we do have concerns about it being placed in our neighborhood. And I think, there's certainly some valid concerns there. That aside, I did have a question, particularly on the resolution 149. Under the environmental assessment form, there was a listing, and I certainly don't know about this stuff, but there was a listing of some of the scope of that assessment, and I noticed that the surface water study, groundwater study, air quality were assumed not required, and I may have the language wrong. I just wanted if someone could speak to that.
Okay.
We don't believe that we have to deal with surface water quality as it stands right now because of the existing stream there is not a classified stream. So they're assumed not required at this particular point in time. We do mention stormwater is assumed required. We do mention wetlands that are assumed required. The air quality work is assumed not required mainly because we're in an air quality attainment area. So, and we're not going to generate enough traffic to have a conversation with respect to congestion, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why those are assumed not required. There's real legitimate reasons not to assume that those are not required. I did want to say something about alternatives because there's a couple things I think that are, from my perspective, having done this in a while, looking at alternatives. The discussion of alternatives is always difficult when you've sort of gone through a preliminary screening process and you need to move forward for a couple of reasons. One is neighborhoods and individuals and groups become sort of energized in terms of saying that somewhere else may be better. The response generally has been, well, if somebody else may be better, we need to find somewhere else. I've done this in transmission line sitings, et cetera, and then once you move the transmission line in or the project, there's another neighborhood group that becomes energized that basically says, well, somewhere else may be energized. So it's really important, I think the legislature said it best, it's really important to do this with a great degree of professionalism and come back and say, we think that we've now arrived at where the facility makes the most sense. But I think it's disingenuous to tell the neighborhood that's energized, by the way, we're going to look at how we find somewhere else that this should go. There's been a concerted effort here in terms of looking for somewhere else. We'll go back through that. And the way this contract is written, I just wanted to read that. The way the contract is written, it requires the evaluations are carried beyond the point of establishing the feasibility of each comet as a design alternative, and only those significant environmental and geometric design constraints that bear on feasibility should be identified. For each concept, the firm will prepare rudimentary plans which show, quote, on plan, proposed location of project elements in relationship to identified environmental constraints, on location, alternative locations considered with a narrative of why or why not advanced, where necessary, important existing features, where pertaining to feasibility, significant environmental and geometric design constraints, labeled as such. Standard language, Herb, you're aware of it, from DOT contracts. The sketches will include only the minimum information needed to select the design alternatives to be studied in further detail. We're assuming that we're going to do at least three of these. The county will choose the most important, if it believes is the most feasible. It will then move that to what we're calling the detailed evaluations to be performed. So you can see that there's a regimented process that we go through to sort of either get back here or get somewhere else.
Sir, you said you had your hand up.
Other than knowing that the campus was there and that's to be expected. Also, to what you said about professionals, James Halloran was a firefighter, and as well as us neighbors are saying that this is a bad site, and I think it's risky to be putting this much money into this very first part, and we have lots of people who are saying this is a bad idea. Also, I shared a document earlier that shows how many people actually are affected by smoke if it travels up to a half mile as a type of fire training happening by schoolers. You might be able to see it. That's a significant area of Mobile and even possibly Rosendale that might be impacted. At the informational on Monday night, it was presented that just a small amount of smoke would come out, but this is pictures of 2016 at the Woodstock training area, or fire training facility at Burnout. And it's more than just a small amount of smoke. If you go and look at, I don't know exactly what is being proposed with potential future upgrades. I mean, obviously this would be like an extreme version of what might happen, but it's
can you hold it up again?
I don't think this would be for chemical filtering. I mean, there are concerns about like who is going to come to work at the site in the future and what expansions might happen in the future. And as well as we weren't consulted at other people have said, so there's some stress issues. Also, people in the back of the country to kind of get away from these types of things.
I appreciate everybody's comment. I appreciate everybody's comments. I really do. But I got 18 of the resolutions. If each one takes an hour, I'm leaving at 9 o'clock. So I'd really like to take a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Two no, three yes. Passed.
Two
no, three yes. Just so you know, we'll be going to the floor. So now you have to talk to other legislators. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you all for coming.
Yep, thank you for letting us speak.
Okay, you're more than welcome.
Thank
welcome
you.
To come to any meeting.
You know, we really got to make an emphasis on this because a lot of firefighters are there and we are not against the fire training. I believe you. I want the best. We are. But I don't want, you know, they keep using this word to get to like, oh, we don't want this. No, we want fire training.
Okay. Thank you all. Moving on. Okay, so now we have
the minutes.
Resolution number 205, amending the capital project.
What was the
number?
Pete.
No.
Pete. Pete
checked yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday.
Should have left it. Not Steve.
Okay.
We jump into the three.
We're going to do the three that involve the college now.
Okay.
There are four. I'm sorry. We have four that involve the college. Might as well get them all out of the way. Resolution 205, amending the capital project in the 467 Ridgefield construction. Somebody want to move this discussion?
Sure.
You want to second it?
I'll second it.
Okay. Move and second it. Discussion?
We're on 205.
We're skipping around.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Maybe you'd like to speak to this briefly?
Yeah, sure. So, the amendment is basically based on the fact that after sending it out to bid, the lower bid came in a little bit under $10,000 more than what it had estimated. So this is just to amend the cost upward, $9,065, I believe, to mirror to our lowest bid.
Okay. Questions? With no questions,
the field is being constructed where in the particular building?
The lease field is the first college.
The entire college.
The entire college. One lease field. The only lease
field. The lease
field. It's on its borrowed life.
Understood.
Okay.
Now we're going to
go.
Sorry.
Okay.
What else have we got for the college?
The college, the next one is, amending,
The next one's all
technical.
A
little technical amendment?
Yeah. They're building out a police
field
right now.
Okay. Technical in what way?
Technical.
Okay.
The construction of the Vanderlyn Test Chamber, didn't you have an alternative that you had suggested on that? Or am I mixing it up with someone?
I did have a question, and off the top of my head, I don't remember what it was.
The question was if the college is going to look at potentially taking some, I think, happened to be some
of
that kind of bridge to use and see.
Thank you.
Why? Try to get one. You just say yes.
All right, I'm going to put that on your card. All in favor?
All right.
All right, all opposed? Okay, resolution today, we could not do another one time. Resolution 207, amending resolution number 55. This is one of those technical amendments. We bring down them. Somebody want to move it?
Move it.
Somebody
want to
second it?
Herbie
second it.
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, resolution number 208. 209. Amending the capital project number 465, general furniture. Replacement at 20 Hill Street. You want to move it?
Move.
Do you want to second it?
Your office. Down.
Do you want to give me a second? Do you want to give me a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
All right.
Resolution number 210. Amending resolution number 335 and 416 establishing capital project number 41 technology facility upgrade. Somebody else? Any discussion?
Move.
Second.
Brief description of the upgrade.
So the technology upgrade here is to replace all the aging computers we've got on campus. The technical amendment here is just to better redefine the split between the county and the state. The College Foundation had technical money and it's using that money to support the technical upgrade. And so that just reduces the amount of money that the town would have to have.
Really? All those, any other discussions? No? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Passed. Next, okay, so we're done with the college.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Enjoy the evening.
I have a quick question about the college.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's not about the resolution. Is there is it the Kelvin building that is at the far end of the parking lot? I understand there might be some culinary development of a culinary facility here.
I know that a couple of chefs have approached our college. That line about installing their part of the continued education courses.
Uh-huh.
But the difficulty with the Skelter is it's not really set up for any professional level cooking.
Requires
an upgrade. And it was just an expression of interest on their side. So it's out there and they came back when they went to school.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Thank you.
You can't appropriate me.
Can you close the restaurant?
She closes.
Yeah, I think she was doing some catering and
right.
capital project to pay for that.
Okay. Resolution 212, amending capital project number 474 for reconstruction, various parking lots, amending the 2017-2022 capital program.
I have a 212.
Second.
Okay. Discussion, anybody?
We're doing two parking lots. This one,
yeah. The courthouse.
County courthouse.
Yeah. The sewer line got repaired at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
The sewer line got repaired.
Yep.
Replaced.
Good. Same thing.
Okay.
Even better.
It's way better.
We got provisions to fix this catch basin.
Any other questions? All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Pass. Resolution number 193, approving the execution of a contract in excess for $50,000 entered into by the county Callahan Industries.
And they're going to do the two parking lots.
Okay, questions? Motion to make a motion?
No move.
Second?
Second. Irving.
Move it. I'll second. I thought I moved.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, what was it? Price was in favor?
Right.
Did the price come in pretty good?
We think it did.
Yeah. All right, good.
All right.
Considering they have to do it.
There was a vote?
The courthouse weekends.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, best. Resolution request. Resolution number 213, amending capital project number 439, rehabilitation of the Wolfkill Bridge, and amending the 2017-2022 capital program. Second. Questions? No questions? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those against? Yes. Okay, resolution 197, approving the execution of a contract on the cost of $50,000 entered into by the county, VA Collins Construction. Motion to move it?
Second. Yes.
Second.
Okay.
The scope for Collins?
Mm-hmm.
The construction, or reconstruction, not the whole bridge, but... rehabilitation of the Wolfkill Bridge, and including the water line, and they're resizing the water line from 4 inch to 8 inch.
4.9?
4.9.
4 to what?
8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
So the town's going to pay the betterment?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So I think those resolutions may be in here too for the intermunicipal.
Okay.
That's a smart move on their part. Do it now. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Resolution 182, authorizing the County of Ulster to dedicate County Bridge number 74, also known as the Hurley Bridge.
So moved.
Second.
This is the Jack Hill Bridge?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, any questions? Any questions?
No questions.
Okay, so we'll go to all those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Would like to be added to that resolution as a sponsor?
As would I.
You know, I would too. I know John King. That's cool.
Great man.
I don't know Father, but I know young John very, you know.
I had to call him up every March 1st and tell him to get into his agriculture.
Okay. Resolution 194, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Creighton Manning Engineering. I'm sorry, no motion.
I move.
Questions? Got any questions? All those in favor?
Aye. Well, we say night for you.
Is it opposed? So moved. Resolution number 195, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $1,000 entered into by the County Atlantic Pavement Marketing, Incorporated. Good morning. Second?
Second.
Okay, questions?
That's on County Roads or parking lot?
This is County Roads.
Any other questions? Yeah,
good question. How many miles?
It depends on, I think, how much of each type of work that they do. Itemized list in the contract with the unit pricing, I think.
194,
right? No, 95.
Okay.
So,
the
yeah. So depending on...
Maybe lay it land straight. That's 4 million linear, 4.5 million linear feet. Ways.
Okay, anything else? Any other questions?
James?
What's that? Any other questions?
Nope.
None?
No.
Okay. Both in vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, resolution number 196, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 introduced by the county, town, and county bridge and rail. You want to make a motion, Mr. Mulder?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Questions? Any questions, Matt? No. Yeah. Okay, go over the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'm sorry. I have to acknowledge that I have lost track.
196.
Okay.
Yeah. Number six on the list.
Yeah. This is, yeah. We're fine with that. Yeah.
Okay. Resolution. Number 201, authorizing the chairman of the Elster County Legislature to execute a claim for payment and any additional documents necessary to secure payment from New York State for the appropriation of county property. The New York State acquisition maps, numbers 165, 166.
More reading, this English.
Is this
so moved.
Second. Okay. Discussion?
Is this for the Waltham Bridge?
There are two different areas. There were 328 and... These were submitted before and they came back because there was an error in that. Yeah, and it's all three of these, 201, 202, and 203. The state took property belonging to the county for right-of-way for state projects, and they're paying us for the takings on each one of these.
And then we're getting all for all of that, we're getting $5,100.
Is that all three of them?
What's on the bottom?
And they're all for the Route 28 project?
No. One of them, that was the problem we had last time.
Yeah, one is for the 209 going crossing the Rochester Creek and kind of Rochester. And 228 wasn't still good.
So they're the ongoing state projects that they're building right now.
Yeah,
28 is the viaduct. The project's ongoing, or they're just paying us now? They probably already occupied the property.
Well, these things take time. But if you don't pay your taxes by April 15th, there's no forgiveness.
Any other questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Probably group 202 and 203.
I'll make a motion for 202.
Okay. An assignment of claim and release. New York State Acquisition Office.
Thanks.
To approve the Senate floor motion.
Aye.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? No. Second favor?
Same as 201.
I'll make a motion for 203.
I'm second 203.
Okay, so Rochester.
Third favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And again, $1,625.
Okay. Next. Resolution number 215, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Shawano, Hamlet of Walker Water District, for replacement of the water district water line currently on the Walker Bridge.
This is the reimbursement contract, so there's supposed to pay us back for whatever the
cost. Motion?
I'll move.
Okay, discussion?
I'll just wait for questions. Okay.
Okay.
This is for the reimbursement. This is the agreement that we're going to present to the town. Apparently the town supervisor is also the chairman of this water. So the town supervisor will be signing off on this intermunicipal agreement for the town to repay us for replacing the line.
Okay.
And there's some figures in there, but it's also kind of...
Again, I'm sorry, what number?
215. Okay.
Aye. Okay. Resolution 216, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Shawango for maintenance of sidewalks and lighting on the Walk Hill Bridge. Motion? Move it.
Set to move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
So part of the arrangement is that the town is going to do maintenance on the side. There's going to be sidewalk on the bridge and lighting on the bridge and then extending on to Boone Avenue.
So you're going to take all that maintenance in a maintenance agreement?
Yes.
Probably equal to the cost of the improvement on the water line.
You wash my hands.
Any other questions
on the cost of the water line?
Right? Yes, there.
Any other questions? Okay, good. Those two. They're done in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 217, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to contract C090072 with the New York State Department of Environmental Protection. Allowed DPW to continue winter maintenance around the Ashokan Reservoir through June 29, 2016, in exchange for reimbursement of cost by New York City Department control of the environment. Excellent. Okay. Anyone want to move it?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I just, could somebody explain to me what this is?
In English, okay. They pay us to plow their snow.
They do. And we had, DEP, New York City.
Yeah.
DEP pays us because we plow the roads up there.
Okay.
28
or well,
yeah,
28.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the railroad, right?
Yeah. All those little roads that go around the aerators,
they don't have
trucks and
plows.
Got
it. Okay.
Okay. So
move
to the second.
Those in
favor?
Aye. Aye. Price of diesel fuel is going up, so we got to up the ante.
Motion carried.
They pay cost of 10%.
This is new, but I happen to be on Springtown Road and saw the improvement that's going on for the culvert and the culvert is well underway. And I also want to mention that's not a county project, but the bridge in Hartwall is well on schedule, and it looks like, you know, that detour might be completed in time. Mm-hmm. So we have some good news.
The governor will have somewhere else to drive his fire. Is there anything you want to talk about?
New business?
Non-new business? Any new business?
I would like to publicly acknowledge Sue's service and thank her for her dedication to the county, because this is probably your last meeting.
Might be.
I'm retiring. Really?
Good for you.
Congratulations. I'm going to take care of my 93-year-old mother-in-law at my house.
But thank you for your service.
Thank you. That's very kind. It's been my pleasure.
And on that note, today is Pete Seeger's 98th birthday. Pete is no longer with us, but May 3rd is a sacred day in my book, so I'd like to close the meeting in his honor.
Okay. Just one word to each of the groups that Susie has announced this to, and hands down, the best commissioner.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your service.
Very flattered to have been a part of all of this.
Yeah. How long have you been with the county?
I've only been with the county 10 years.
I count the hours.
The challenge and the joy.
Okay. And anything else?
I'll make a
motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Oh, sorry. Give it back. Forget the left thing.
I think it went as well as can be expected, and I appreciate that you gave the community a chance to
work with
them.
I hate that.